In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Personality compatibility and personality profiles.
Tonight, I will discuss with you the personality compatibility. Is it important to have compatible personalities in any relationship? Yes and no. I think the answer is yes and no. How? How come? Because we could change incompatibility into compatibility by knowing the different characters of each personality. And this is the topic of today, tonight. Any two personalities could marry. Some with difficulty and some with less difficulty. And what will help is to know the characters of the personality of your spouse or personality of your spouse-to-be. Some personalities are really difficult. Difficult to live with. But everybody could change if they want to change. So I will discuss with you tonight what is meant, what is the definition of personality, components of any personality, characteristics of the healthy Christian personality, and then example of each of the four groups of healthy personality, and the interaction between the different groups, and if there is time, most likely there will be time, some personality disorders, and at the end we'll start for those who like to go through their personality inventory to know exactly the definition of their own personality through a booklet, personality inventory booklet, using the DISC biblical inventory method. The only personality inventory which is based on the Bible. So you will find the resemblance between your personality and one of the scripture characters like Peter, Paul, David, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, you'll find that. It will be easier for you to study that character in the scripture and to compare it to your own person and see how God dealt with that biblical character. I'm sorry, there is no enough inventory booklets for everybody. And as Abuna mentioned, when I just mentioned in the morning, I think there are about 48 ones. And each booklet only for one person, because you will write in it. And you will mark and answer certain questionnaire. This is the shortest questionnaire in any personality inventory known till now. It's one page. And maybe at the end will guide those who will take this inventory to know who they are. Now, I will start with definition and the components of the personality. In your handouts, you have four items. You have the characters, you have the skills, and you have the values and principles. And those first three, you find them preceded by inherited, acquired, and godly, which means inherited characters, acquired characters, and godly characters. Why? Because each one of us is not only the result of a dad and mom. No, we are the result of dad, mom, and God. Inherited characters acquired from the environment I'm living, and godly character. The same for the skills, the same for the values and the principles. We are not at all the result of interaction between genes and environment, or the result of fertilization of an ovum by a sperm. We are more than that. The presence of God with those two cells and His presence in us since day one of the conception till now. Number four is the glorious qualities of God. Qualities. Glorious qualities of God, which He could bestow, could give to any one of us, is part of our personality. So the personality could be the characters, the skills, values and principles, and God's qualities which are in us. And as an example, Hattie will read for us, what are the characters of the healthy Christian personality? Which means, all of you are Christians, and if you are missing any of these characters, or skills, or value, or principle, don't be disappointed, because in us, we have the fruit of the Spirit. In us, dormant, you will find everything you want. Ask, and you will be given. Work, and He will help you. Work on yourself, and He will help you. Do your best, and God will do the rest. Any personality could change to better or to worse. It depends on what you want. Also, I want to tell you something before we read. If we categorize the personalities into four main groups, it doesn't mean that each one of us will be in any of these four groups. No. You will find a certain percentage from each group in your own personality. Which means we have dominant, we have influencing emotional, we have compliant perfectionist, and then we have steady serving personality. Or I would love to say the dominant leading, the influencing emotional, compliant perfectionist, and steady serving personality. And if you take, say, 50% from the dominant, and the rest of the 50% from the other three groups, or two groups, then you have one of you. Another one will be 50% or 30 or 40 or 55 from any of the groups and the rest of the others. So maybe predominantly we are from one group or equally 50 and 50. Which means that we have innumerable number of personalities. We have infinite number of personalities. There's no one as an exact copy of the other person. No one. Each personality is unique. Unique by its characters. Since we cannot give you all kinds of personalities ever, at least you understand the concept. The major part of your personality could be either from the leading, or the emotional, or the perfectionist, or the serving. But there are additional parts. from the other groups, which make the difference. And you will find how to have a better relationship with each group. Say my friend is Hadi, and Hadi is Hadi. Hadi is serving personality, who likes everything to be quiet, no conflict, and he loves everything to be steady, the status quo. He doesn't like to take risk. Just imagine that. Then how to have a better relationship with his personality. You will find at the end of each example how to have a better relationship with the dominant, how to have better relationship with the influencing emotion, or the perfectionist, or the serving. From 8 to 12 action plan issues. So 8 issues which will help you to have a better relationship with the dominant personality, which means the personality with the most part with dominance. Or say 12 with the emotional, and 9 with what? So you read all that. Everything's in the handout. Now, as an example, generally, what is the healthy Christian personality? How do you read it?
Number 1, philosophy, mission, and goals. Number 2, wisdom and discernment. 3, inner peace and security. 4, self-control. 5, creative and innovative abilities. 6, confidence. 7, belonging, values, and principles. 8, mental skills and abilities. 9, emotional skills and abilities. 10, social skills and abilities. 11, ability to give and sacrifice. 12, ability to enjoy and be in Christ.
So these are 12 characters. Do you have them? All of you are Christians, correct? All of us are Christians. Do you have these? You have a philosophy and mission, you have wisdom. Do you feel safe and secure? You have self-control on every part of us by our own will and by the Holy Spirit in us. What kind of skills do we have? What kind of confidence? Creativity, innovative initiative. Till all these skills and tasks till the end, do we really have the ability to enjoy being with Christ? If you are missing any of these are the characters which could be in any healthy Christian personality, whether dominant or influencing or serving or perfectionist. All these could be there. But maybe I am using some of them, but I'm not using it. Like everyone have the fruit of the Spirit. How many fruit of the Spirit? 9. One fruit with 9 aspects. But you see, no, I don't have at all patience. I don't have gentleness. I don't have peace. No, you have. But maybe that surface is covered with dust. You need to work out on it, and it will glow. The Holy Spirit is in each one of us, and the fruit is there. But maybe some aspects of the fruit is hidden under dust and needs to be cleaned out, to be cleansed. Trust me, just trust me. You have that. Trust Jesus Christ who is in you. So when you ask for, please God, give me these. You ask, please God, let me be in touch with your peace which is in me. Love. God, as if you're asking us to come from up there to you. No. Love is within you. But maybe I'm not using it. Maybe I'm not in touch with it. So to ask God to get you in touch with the love, the peace, and the joy, and the rest of it. Give the self-control at the end. Now, what are the main characters, if I want to differentiate between the four groups, four main healthy, not disorders, healthy. Of course, some of us must be leaders. We can't be all followers. There has to be leaders. In each church, in any family, we must have leaders. But every group, you will find whether that group is showing positive or negative characters. There are positive leaders and negative leaders. Positive dominant or negative dominant. Which means some of us are using their leading qualities in a negative way or a positive way. The same applies to all the groups. If you are a healthy Christian, all of those characters are positive, which means any personality, Christian, could change to be like those characters. But you'll find whether he's leading or serving or influencing other public relations or perfectionists. So, the leading or the leader or the dominant personality, this is the one who knows how to get it. He wants to get up the hill. He will take the group and get them up the hill. He doesn't like the details, but like the direction. He will choose the shortest way to reach the top of a hill. And maybe he will not like to listen so much to details from the perfectionist or emotions from the influencing personality, and he doesn't like the status quo of the steady serving personality. Give him, charge him with the task, and he will get you there. This is the dominant leading personality. The influencing emotional personality, those are the public relations personality, kind of personality, which means they are very loving, very compassionate, always praising, always supporting, always encouraging, and they need the same to be done for them. Love, compassion, praising, and encouraging, they love that. If they give and don't take, they feel so bad. And don't misunderstand me. A leader of any group could be either from the dominant, or the influencing, or the serving, or the perfectionist. Anybody could be in the management position. The leader of a company could be either from the dominant, or from the influencing, or from the serving, or from the compliant perfectionist. And the way of his management will differ. The dominant doesn't listen. He's short-tempered. Get to the end. Let me finish. They get the task. So he will regard you as an obstacle if you talk about emotions or you talk about details. The emotions take the opinion of everybody around them before doing any task. They are interested in the involvement of everybody around them. Teamwork. Dominant cannot be a team player. He has to be the leader of the team. Or else he doesn't know how to do that. And he's short-tempered, impatient, but he achieves goals good. The perfectionist, he could be also the manager of a company. Interested in details, he does not take tests unless he knows every detail of it and do such a research, exhausting himself in the research before taking the test. He must know what the others have done in similar tasks before direction and the perfectionist details, the influencing the emotions, the support, the encouragement, the praising, the love, the compassion, and they are needed. Give a task to the emotional influencing personality, it's not going to be long. He has a problem with the time and the completion of tasks. You need to be encouraged and tell them you have a place. You are important. If they feel that you are not important, you are not functional. You become dysfunctional. Tell that to the dominant, you are not important. He doesn't mind. He knows that he is important. But he is the leader. He will do it. The steady serving, those people who are good employees, very good employee, very good servant in Sunday school. They are very detailed with themselves. They look on themselves carefully, but give space to others. Perfectionists? No. Perfectionists are detail-oriented and make their life miserable and the life of others around them miserable. Nothing is enough for them. You feel if you have a manager or a supervisor who is perfectionist, whatever you are doing is not enough. You are looking for certain standards, certain qualities, which is good. Standards and qualities. And if you don't reach up to this standard and quality, you feel that you are rejected by that personality. They could criticize, point finger at the mistakes and the faults. Why? Because they want everything to be perfect as much as they can. The tasks. So don't be bossed by someone who's a perfectionist. Better to have a dominant than a perfectionist. But maybe you don't know, but you have to deal with every kind of personality, as we're going to say tonight. Say if you are going to move the ground of this church to another place. Much wider facility, bigger facility, and so many will be enjoying, will have a building for the services with a gym, and everybody will play there, and we have so many classes for Sunday school, and offices for the priest, and we have a wider church facility, and we have the sanctuary so wide and the icons, and then the board will meet and will discuss that new project. Who will say first, here I am, I will lead this group? Okay, if you give it to me, it's done. Which one? Which kind of personality? The dominant. Who will say, hey, we'll play. It'll be so much fun. Everybody will enjoy. Which kind of personality? The influencing. The emotional. Which one will ask you, tell me, how many elevators will be in the building? And you will contain all the details of perfectionist. How many square footage for each room? The sanctuary compared to this sanctuary, what would be the exact difference? Tell me, the walls are a perfectionist. Who will tell you, why? This place is so good. Why do we move? Everything's alright. Maybe I don't have sufficient parking, but it's alright. They are parking around us. Which kind of personality? Who doesn't want to move? Those are the serving. So if the majority are serving, the employees are serving, as a manager, you have to take care of that. Don't tell them, tomorrow we are going to move. You will not get the job done. Tell them before that, by a good time. Give them time to set themselves and their mind into the project. And if you give them time, they will get into it. If you tell the dominant tomorrow, he will tell you, yes, tomorrow. Perfectionist, of course, you'll be reluctant. Tell me all the details before I move tomorrow. The public relations and it'll be all right. We are needed very well. Within the servants, within any church, without them, everything will be so bad. The fun is from those people. Always smiling, always loving, always compassionate, very touchy-feely. This is the best group. I'm talking about the high dominant and the high emotional and the high perfectionist and the high self. High means the majority of the personality, say over 90% from that time. So you don't have the main differences. So you have four tables, example for the dominant, an example for the influencing, example for the perfectionist, and example for the serving. You have profile number four for dominant, verse number five, and you know the biblical character each, verse number five for the influencing, and you have number 14 for the perfectionist and 11 for the serving. And you have biblical characters, which means look for St. Paul. Paul was, or Saul of Tarsus, he was dominant perfectionist. Both in one personality. The most tough. He was breathing threats and murder to the Christians. And then he became St. Paul of 1 Corinthians 13. Take it from me by experience. Nobody could change a high dominant except the only one, except God. God is the only one who could change a high dominant personality. Pharaoh was one of those. Nebuchadnezzar was one of those. Paul, St. Paul was one of those. All will find God working on them for their own salvation. And he changed them to good vessels. Very useful vessels. Pharaoh refused, the Pharaoh refused when Musa came to them. An example of the emotional personality, Aaron, brother of Moses, so loving, so compassionate, the people want to worship God, seen by the eyes. Moses up the mountain, receiving the Ten Commandments. He stayed a long time, the people were crying, since he's so loving, so compassionate, he can't tolerate anybody crying. Okay, let us do the golden calf. Easily could pass over principles for the sake of the others. Just he wants everyone to be smiling around him. This is high emotional. David was not high emotional, but he was emotional. King David. A good part of him is emotional. His heart was like the heart of God. But he did so many mistakes in his life. Moses was a perfectionist. Most of the prophets were perfectionists. They have to be. God gave them a mission. It has to be detailed. Moses, he nearly angered God. He frustrated God by asking so many questions about the mission of getting his people out of Egypt. You'll find that in Exodus 4. God got frustrated, question after question. God from the beginning telling it exactly what is the mission and why he's going to do it. But question, and at the end, no, send somebody else, not me. Very reluctant. Why? Because the perfectionist has to be sure 100% before stepping into the task. Abraham was an example of the steady serving personality. Sarah was dominant. We don't have children. Hagar. Yes, okay. But you know, this is your servant. Okay. Amen. He doesn't want conflicts. He needs family life to go as peaceful as it. He took Hagar, the Egyptian maid. Then Ishmael stayed. She was jealous, Sarah, that he has someone from her maid, not from her. And she asked him, get her out of here. But my son, get her out of here. Okay, amen. This Abraham, struggle, yeah. Raghib Tayyib, Shari Mokho. The very peaceful man, doesn't want any family conflicts. He likes status quo, ego, so peaceful. God worked on Abraham, worked on Moses, worked on Aaron, and David, and Paul, and the people of Nasser, and worked on everybody. So everybody could change if I want, and God will complete the job with me. I want to change. I work on myself, and God will help me. He has to help me. But he has to spend so much effort with the high dominant, even against his will. Hell. Because I know that Saul will be a useful vessel. Then I will stop him in the middle of the road going to Damascus. And he will kneel and I will blind him. And he will see that he can't move unless he will hold to someone. 3 days not seeing until the end of his life, after the scales came down, unable to see clearly, and so he didn't type by his hand any of his epistles written by the hand of so-and-so. And because he was dominant, the dominant part, he needs also thorn in the flesh, those boils, abscesses all over his body. He was smelling so bad, St. Paul. Nobody could drink his smell. But the bandages, when his boils, cast out demons and healed sicknesses. It was helpful for St. Paul to complete and perfect with God the trip of his salvation, like his salvation. God wants salvation of everybody and helps everybody to change, to better. I give you examples. Now, do you want us to read for you this, number 4, number 5, 14 and 11? Do you need that? Yes? No? No? How many yes and how many no? How many yes? Okay, now you have it. You read it. Okay, after each personality, you will find how to have a better relationship with that personality. You'll find for the dominant, eight, a plan of 8 steps for 8 issues. And I'm telling you from the beginning, if you have a husband or a wife who's dominant, mostly dominant, if both of you are dominant, expect head-to-head collision every day. If you are dominant or perfectionist and your spouse is emotional, who could tolerate more the emotional personality, the dominant or the perfectionist? Who could tolerate the emotional personality more? The dominant tolerate more or the perfectionist tolerate more that emotional personality? The dominant could tolerate more the emotional personality. Why? Emotional personality, they don't finish tasks. Fine factor is not important for them. It irritates the perfectionist if the tasks are not done and not in time. If he will get into the house and the house looks untidy, everything upside down, the dominant doesn't care as long as tasks will be done. Perfectionist 90% of the personality perfectionist. So what kinds of personalities could marry one another? Anyone to anyone. But if you're going to marry a high dominant, expect you will bang your head on the wall every day in any communication, and if you are banging your head on the wall, and you're going to bleed your energy, and he, I'm not saying doesn't care, his head is directed towards a task, and your opinion doesn't count. You have to be a follower, or else don't marry. A high dominant. In every one of us, you find some part dominant, a small part, or a big portion. Mostly insensitive, dominant are insensitive. They don't value that much emotions. They value direction and changing tasks, achieving goals. The emotion that they mind, of course, mostly the feeling of others on the expense of the tasks. So, could the emotional marry the perfectionist? It will be hard because they don't change tasks. Could they marry the dominant? It will be hard for them unless they are expecting that their emotional needs are not going to be met. I'm talking about before, during the engagement. If you are married already, okay, God bless you. You have the plans for change of each one and they have to deal with them. But it's better to know before. Because, yeah, I told you as an example, very recently, I said that before, very recently, someone who's high dominant married a high perfectionist. And the high dominant wants everything to be done fast and according to his or her way. And the perfectionist wants details. Yes, it could be done, but I have to know details before I go into it. Marriage does not last for 1 month. Marriage does not last for 1 month, and they are asking for divorce now, civil divorce. They were not prepared by anybody before their marriage to know their personalities and how to expect what to expect from the other personality. If they know before, they have more patience. Because this is the characters of the dominant, and this is the character of my spouse, the perfectionist. Let us endure, and they will do it. You could lead, and I will take care of the details. But you will lead, for sure you will be the leader, but I will take care of the details. Action and mission will be accomplished. But with incompatibility, and everybody wants his own, doesn't look for the other character, it will not be done. Divorce is there in the court, waiting for them. And of course we have here no cause divorce in our court system, civil court system. I'm not talking about the church now. So, what is the best personality to marry? None of them. You have to marry. What is the best personality which could go with any other personality? The serving. They don't want to be leaders. They want a peaceful atmosphere. They don't like taking risks as the perfectionist. And by the way, that personality, the serving personality, originally perfectionist, hard on themselves, hard on others, regarding calls and standards. The love of God worked on them. They started to be very detail-oriented, judging themselves so hard, asking from themselves certain qualities, but from others, they love them and they allow them to be imperfect. They're not hard on others. So they're serving, hard on themselves, not hard on others. Perfectionists, hard on themselves, and hard on others. Influencing, not hard on themselves, not hard on others. Dol sukkar khalas do. Sukkar to sukkar, dol that's it. Influencing. Dominant is very hard. You have to listen to them. And you have to follow exactly what they want. My way or no other way, or the highway. This is the dominant. If you have 5 or 6 priests, leaders, all of them are leaders. Some of them are emotional, some of them are perfection, some of them are dominant, and some are serving. You'll find it. In any church, more than 5 priests, I assure you, you'll find it in the whole groups. If all of them are dominant, the Bamsiva, the disaster. If all the heads of the church are dominant, what are they going to do? Nobody will submit to others. Unless those leaders will work on themselves. It's very well needed for the dominant two main characters, patience and humility. And being a team leader, a team player. Learning how to communicate more, how to listen, and some emotions. The emotional personality, of course, they need more how to learn the value of time and how to achieve tasks. They are always good verbally, but not in doing actions. It's good for them to change the words into action. Help them in doing that. And acknowledge their status, their presence, their value. You'll be so well. The serving personality, they are so good, but also they need to know we could change from one place to another. That's why God moved Abraham through how many times? Then he adapted his personality, changed. He doesn't like any fight. And he fought in many wars. Abraham, that's so peaceful. It was not hard for him to say yes, amen to God. And with Isaac, but so hard for him to fight 5 kings. God gave him that. He became a leader for his people. The father of all patriarchs. And the bosom of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And all of them from the serving personality, by the way. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So, what could change the perfectionist to better? To feel for the pain and suffering and misery of others around him who need some emotion from them. Lower your standards for the sake of love. If everything around you is not in order, grind your teeth and love your spouse. For that, your spouse will continue, and both of you will go to eternity. A tidy place, clean in order, well arranged, no love equals zero to God. Yes, we need, of course, everything to be arranged, but not at the expense of godly love, divine love. So if the perfectionist will put in his mind, for the sake of God whom I love and my spouse, I will lower my standards of accepting things. And I will try my best to give more emotions. And the emotional put in his mind or her mind, I have to work on myself and see the value of time and finishing tasks and arrange and organize. And the fear and the steady serving will go away. God will change him to work much faster. But all in all, of course, if you have a spouse with a serving, steady servant person, humanity, you are a winner. God bless you. Any questions before we start to take the inventory? And Abuna Tadus will explain to you how to do the inventory. If one of you wants to take the inventory, let's take the inventory booklet and start page 1. You have the questionnaire. You finish it and it will print on page 3 as he's going to explain to you about others. And then he will see you, until you will find from page 8 to page 32 your exact profile with the exact description, but missing something. How could I get better? Tomorrow, if you want to come and ask me, yes, I know my profile now exactly. I know my characters, but I want to know how to get better. I will give you a handout for you to know how to get better, which means that certain things, certain characters, you need to achieve it, to work on it by the help of father or confession, spiritual guide, or a counselor. I need to be more humble. How? More patient, better in communication. These are tasks, I assume, goals to be achieved. So each one will know what goals I need to achieve in my life for my percentage to get better. This will be tomorrow if you come and ask me. But you will know your exact description of your profile by doing it tonight. You could start here or take it home if you like. Did I ask you, do you want us to read the profiles? And you said no. One only said yes and the rest did not raise their fingers. Because you have it, then we are not going to read it. How to get better relationship is written so. It means the majority wants to read it on themselves, by themselves. So thank you. We are going to read and it's free to go. But the inventory will start now for those who want to take a booklet.